Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I bit the tip of my tongue, and it is absolutely very painful. So if you notice anything about my language over the past few days, that's been it. And in fact, it hurt so bad the other day that we had to run another hour of best of after we did the first hour of the broadcast. I just couldn't take it. Feels a little better today, but well, it's just the very tip. You'd be surprised how it influences your speech. Anyway, what's interesting to me, folks, is how obvious the Biden situation is. How obvious the media, the DOJ, and other leftists want to overlook what we all know is a fact. Joe Biden got paid. His family got paid. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to let you hear this clip from Larry Kudlow. Because it sums it up absolutely beautifully. And here's the critical piece. Why are we doing business? And I've asked this question. Everybody Joe Biden was doing business with were involved in oil and gas. Oil and gas. And besides connecting the dots on all the other stuff that we're talking about, which is, did Joe Biden get money or not? We know he got money. And the only reason why the left doesn't want to expose all of it is because it is so egregious that he would be in amazing trouble. And so with the Democratic Party. They're all in with him. You kill Joe Biden, you kill them. You kill the DOJ, the FBI. You kill Comey, Jim Comey. You kill McCabe. Struck all the people that worked inside the FBI. You kill Hillary Clinton. You kill Barack Obama. You kill leftism. They are all in. The chips, every one of them, were in collusion together at the poker table. And Trump was supposed to be the stooge. And you know what he did? He suckered them all in. They're all in. And now they got to fight it out. They got to make a patsy. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Listen to Kudlow explain this. And he says they've got the Bidens, and I don't disagree with him.
Hello, folks. Welcome to Kudlow. I'm Larry Kudlow. All right, once again, let me make the point that Joe Biden is in a heap of trouble. Now, this is not a new thought for me, but new evidence virtually unequivocally shows that his troubles are deepening. The mainstream media only wants to talk about Donald Trump's indictments. Fine. But you can't have parallel grand juries in different geographical locations and then argue that the former president is not entitled to First Amendment free speech. That charge will never stick. But I'll tell you what else you can't have. You can't have Joe Biden picking up the phone 20 or 25 times as vice president with all sorts of crooked oligarchs on the other end of the line and actually tell the public you are just talking about the weather. Uh-uh. Ain't gonna fly. House Oversight Chair James Comer, who's gonna be on this program tomorrow night, just released a new batch of Biden business bank records. It shows the family received over $20 million from Russia, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan while Papa Joe was Veep. Now, I know Joe Biden has a relationship with the Weather Channel. We're gonna get to that in just a minute. But I don't think anybody in the Veep's office was really all that interested in the weather in Russia, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan. This is on top of the earlier Comer unveiling of two tranches of Biden business records that came to at least $10 million from various schemes in Romania and China. The weather ain't that interesting in those places either. You got nine Biden family members getting paid from foreign business influence peddling. $30 million for exactly what product? Which service? Oh, influence peddling. The family business. Devin Archer, a jilted former BFF, spilled the beans about the 20-some-odd phone calls and plenty of context, and two dinners at Cafe Milano, not one dinner, but two dinners, full of foreign thugs meeting with Papa Joe. And get ready for Eric Schwerin, another jilted BFF, who will soon testify before the Oversight Committee about 35 or 40 visits to the White House, to the Veep's house, to all their houses. Get ready for that. Joe Biden's "I didn't know anything about Hunter's business" defense has been smashed. But now, with the bank records and the testimony of Biden insiders, there is no doubt that pay-for-play foreign influence peddling is a reality. Now, these are allegations, but now really turned into hard evidence. Let's not kid ourselves. Provable crimes? We'll see. Ethical violations? Absolutely. Bribery schemes? We're still waiting on that Burisma story and the 20 audio tapes. Meanwhile, just as an aside, I can't help myself, Joe Biden actually did an interview with the Weather Channel. But he didn't talk about the weather in China, Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, and Romania. I mean, I thought he might unburden himself, explain to people his rabid interest in Chinese and Eastern European meteorology. I mean, maybe it's some hidden hobby he's had all these years. Nope. His real message was just more ultra-liberal pep about his war against fossil fuels. He says he wants to stop all drilling on the coast and in the Gulf, but the courts got in the way. Actually, he just wants to stop all drilling, period. In fact, Bidenomics is really just a ploy to destroy American energy. And if you think about it, Russia, China, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan, who all contributed to the Biden family coffers, are all producers of fossil fuels, coal, oil, and gas. Why not let them do it? That'll help bury American national security altogether, wouldn't it? For $30 million? Really? This is a pathetic story. You're in a heap of trouble, Joe Biden. Don't kid yourself.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So as you can see, this isn't just some harebrained theory of some young, beautiful black radio host. This is out there. These are the thinkers, the Larry Kudlows of the world. Larry's not the only one either. There are many people, many of you, you beautiful people out there, you are out there going, Kevin, this does not make sense. Of course it doesn't make sense. And I hate to keep playing this game, but what fraction of this would have to happen before Trump would have been kicked out of office? What fraction of this would have had to happen before the Trump kid was indicted and in jail? And the media absolutely all over the story. Anyway, we got a lot to cover with this when we get back. Keep here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Do you know the number of coincidences that have to happen? I mean, if you put all the coincidences of Joe Biden dealing with his son and all these oligarchs, it's an impossibility. I mean, it's like your chances of winning the Powerball. Oh, my goodness. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I find it amazingly coincidental how Hunter's visits to various countries with his daddy resulted in millions from those countries to his family. I find it amazingly coincidental. Hunter goes to China with his dad, and suddenly there's a deal in China. Hunter goes to Romania with his dad. Suddenly there's a deal in Romania. Hunter goes to Ukraine with his dad, and suddenly there's a deal with Ukraine, Kazakhstan, whatever. Anywhere Hunter goes and daddy goes, there's a deal. Now, I don't know who picks and chooses who they want to do business with, but if your record is you're a crackhead who got kicked out of the United States Navy, who couldn't get through rehab, who is a known crackhead, and I'm looking at all the evidence against you that you put out there where you are snorting cocaine off of prostitutes, and you're taking your business's money and flying prostitutes across the country and billing sex clubs. I mean, I'm not going to go into business with you. Think about I can see Hunter's business plan. Well, I'm kicked out of the Navy. I'm a crackhead. I married my dead brother's widow and fooled around with her. Had a baby out of wedlock that I don't want to take credit for. I claim my expenses, my personal expenses on my business accounts. And I will spend your money in ways you wouldn't believe. And do you want to do business with me? Who would do business with a person like that? Holy crap, man. I don't know what you have to put on. What did he put on his resume? What could he put on his resume? And then, as this article we're about to delve into says, and I've already brought it up, Hunter Biden did no business with good people. Everybody this guy was in business with was a crook. And I don't know about you, but I've learned something in my life. Birds of a feather. Birds of a feather flock together because Hunter didn't want to do business with legitimate people. He's a crook. He wanted to do business with crooks. And what do crooks do? They needed influence. And who could get it? Who in the Biden family could get the things done that Hunter got done? Please, somebody help me with this. Who in the State Department, without Joe Biden's urging, is going to do Hunter's bidding? Am I doing a good job? Is an attorney kind of summarizing what we'd be dealing with here? Why would you act on something Hunter Biden did? A crackhead with his record. Still using coke. By the way, the Secret Service I've heard has said that we do believe that it was a Biden family member who dropped the dope in the White House. I'm shocked. So, what else does Hunter have? Without Joe Biden, and let me put it away that you can maybe understand it. If Joe Biden died today, who would do business with Hunter Biden? Exactly. The silence I heard. So, that's first coincidence. I find it amazingly coincidental that Hunter Biden can go set up dinners and his father either calls during those dinners. He has an uncanny ability to say, you know what, I need to talk to my son during this dinner with his oligarchs and crook partners. And what also appears is that he either attends these dinners. And then what happens right after that? Major monies exchanges hands from these various entities into the Biden's bank accounts. I find it amazingly coincidental that it's not just Hunter Biden, it's not just James Biden, but there are 9 Bidens in the food chain. And as we've been asking, and as Cutlow asked in the clip we played in the first segment, what is the product? What exactly was Haley Biden, Hunter's ex-wife and also ex-wife of his brother, what exactly did she do for her money? What did the grandbaby do for his or her money? What did the other 5 or 6 other Bidens that I don't even know, what did they do? What services they provide? And how does it relate to whatever it is that the Bidens provide as a service in general? Amazingly coincidental. And here's what the biggest coincidence is, maybe of all, and there are still others that I haven't even talked about. Where's the curiosity of the press? Where's the curiosity of the DOJ? I mean, there's plenty here. We're not talking there's smoke. We're talking fires. And where's the FBI? Where's Ray? Oh, well, we're too busy holding our internal investigations. Or, you know, we're still slapping hands over the procedures of the FBI and what we should have been doing from when we were targeting Trump. Maybe I'm wrong here, but if I were the FBI, I think I would want to start cleaning up my image by maybe looking into a few of these stories. How many of these things need to come out before the FBI gets a little curious? And there's other inconsistencies and, of course, amazing coincidences that link Joe to Hunter and all of them to getting money. And every time the key hub in the spoke, okay, the hub with all these spokes is Joe Biden. He's always somewhere like a voyeur looking in over there going, what are they doing? Here's a news article. In the weeks before she dined with Joe Biden at a swanky Washington, D.C. restaurant in April of 2014, Russian oligarch Yelena Batorina deposited $3.5 million into a bank account tied to Hunter Biden's businesses and also committed to invest in a New York City real estate project with Biden's partners. Bank records collected by Congress and emails among the younger Biden's business partners show. So, this lady, Batorina, the plastics mogul from Russia, first Russian billionaire, actually dined with Joe Biden. Now, he says he never spoke to any of them. He never spoke to his son about his business dealings. And, of course, at dinner, we all know what happened. He talked about the weather. I don't think they were strategizing on all these deals. No, Joe was just there as a disinterested bystander. They just wanted to meet Joe for no reason. Any news on this? Hunter Biden emailed his partner Devin Archer on April 13, 2014, seeking an update on the real estate deal in the Chelsea neighborhood in New York City. I know. Devin Archer. Oh, by the way, going to prison. Why? Over some fraud scheme. Birds of a feather. And Devin Archer has nothing to lose at this point. He's like, look, I'm going to prison. They might Epstein me in there, but I'm going to tell you the truth. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Attorney General Merrick Garland is appointing a special counsel to look into Hunter Biden and some of his business dealings and alleged crimes. Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says too little, too late.
They waited for the appointment of a special counsel after the statute of limitations has run on critical crimes like the tax violations in 2014-2015. They waited until Weiss himself was accused of slowing or suppressing efforts.
At least 55 people are dead and over 1,000 are missing following wildfires on the Hawaiian island of Maui. The administration did declare a disaster declaration on Thursday. President Biden once again back at his Delaware beach house for the weekend. Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The timing of Hunter Biden's deals and the participation of Joe Biden is uncanny. And here's what they said. The emails and bank records make clear that Hunter Biden's ability to provide foreign suitors access to his father, then the vice president, particularly came at times when deals were pending. The pattern, according to evidence made public Wednesday by the House Oversight Committee, was unmistakable. It's a huge concern, said James Comer. Says everything turned out, timed out rather, with these payments, Joe Biden was always within range. Every single person that wired the Bidens tens of millions of dollars from around the world had some type of communication with Joe Biden. Joe Biden is his brand. That's what Devin Archer testified under oath to. Joe Biden is the brand, and his family was selling the brand. Now, the real question is, what did Joe Biden do to further these deals? I played the Kudlow piece of this, him giving an explanation in the first segment of this hour. And Kudlow says, isn't it amazing how Green Energy Joe is so pro-fossil fuel when it comes to every country that they are doing business? He destroyed America's business infrastructure and energy, something that Donald Trump had made us energy independent. I want you to think about this. Russia, big exporter of oil. China, big exporter of oil. Kazakhstan, Romania, all these countries involved in the oil industry. Joe Biden says to us, you're going to run on a grid that is done by, for all intents and purposes, it's hamster wheels. And we're going to get our energy from other people. And oh, by the way, I'm going to make $40, $50 million brokering these deals, and to heck with you. I'll build my own, fossil fuel powered place for my own home or whatever. This is what leftists do. They're not worried about themselves. They have to set up their own grid with the dirtiest energy on the planet. They're going to survive. But you will live on dirty energy, just like they do in Africa. You're going to be a third world nation, a banana republic, which, by the way, is what we are right now. Because a portion of this country, not a vast portion, but a portion of this country, the big mouse, are okay with us being a banana republic. They're okay with Joe Biden being a crook. They're okay with their so-called leader being somebody that sold out our energy policy so we can become dependent upon, you ready for this? Our enemies. He says, The pattern seen in the Bat Arena anecdote was repeated for other foreign clients in Kazakhstan and Ukraine. The Biden family and associates' dealings with foreign nationals from Russia, Kazakhstan, Ukraine show a pattern of Hunter Biden and Devin Archer courting wealthy oligarchs with political and financial influence but tainted backgrounds. I want to come back to that because that's the part that I find the most interesting. It's almost elegant. These guys look for the crooks. How do they put it? Bringing decency to the White House. Oh my gosh. You ready for some of these? I'm fascinated. I got to tell you. I have been running my business. If I had known that crackheads were this talented, I would have put them in charge of all my organizations. Look at me going after people like Charles Love with, you know, pedigrees that are second to none. Ivy Leaguers. Look at me getting in the partnership with people who actually have run companies and worked for people like Tony Robbins and others. God, how stupid was I when I could have just gone and found some crackheads? Get this. Kazakhstani oligarch Kenz Rakishev wired a Hunter Biden connected entity $142,300 on April 21st of 2014. The following day, the same amount was wired to a New Jersey car dealership to pay for an expensive Porsche sports car for Hunter Biden. I know I'm being a pain in the butt. I corrected it. But what do I need to do regarding Porsche? Hunter Biden asked Devin Archer in an email one day before the first wire. Let me call Nerlin, Devin Archer wrote back, referencing an associate of Rakishev who appeared in the other correspondence between Biden, Archer, and the oligarch. So let me just set the stage for you. Hunter Biden has already worked out his deal. And he says, where's my Porsche? You guys promised me a Porsche. Where is it? Now, they've already sent him almost $150,000. They've also wired the car dealership. Now, why would you wire a crackhead? Why would you put a crackhead in a $150,000 car? Why? What service? And send him $150,000. It says, in an almost comical exchange, a representative from the car dealership alerted Hunter Biden's assistants, that's plural, that the D.C. DMV denied the lease for the vehicle, explaining that the reason is the business appears to be based in Delaware. Now, let me tell you why they base businesses in Delaware. You don't have to declare who the owners are. They're on the paperwork, but nobody can access it. So anyway, they said they were attempting to classify the Porsche as a company car in Washington, D.C., with the corporation being in Delaware. Now, I mean, you can get around that. If it's a company car, it's a company car. But let me ask you this. If it's Hunter's company car, I mean, talk about your white privilege. Dude's going to drive a $150,000 company car that he didn't even pay for. And not only did he not pay for it, he's going to write it off. It's a company car. This is his personal vehicle. This is the vehicle he's picking up his ladies. You know what I mean? God. If I had to do it all over again, I might have to be a crackhead Biden. Because you get a life. Okay, let's be honest, dudes. Hunter Biden, I'm not saying all the prostitutes and all that, but I'm saying Hunter Biden lives a pretty charmed life. I mean, you can get away with a lot. They go on, they said, Rakishev attended the same dinner meeting with Yelena Batarina that spring, meeting then Vice President Joe Biden. Now, Joe Biden has said, I got nothing to do with my son's businesses. I never took a penny. And you know what the defense of Joe Biden is for the left right now? Well, you might have all this on Hunter, but you still can't tie any of the money to Joe Biden. Ha, na, 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 na. I feel like I'm dealing with a bunch of third graders. Na, 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 na. You can't tie the money to Joe Biden. Huh? Oh, wait. Yeah, more to come. He said earlier in February of 2014, Rakashev had requested that the Secretary of State, John Kerry, visit Kazakhstan. He is ready to visit KZ. If we have some business started as planned, I will ensure it's planned soonest, Archer told Rakashev. So in other words, Hunter Biden is not only leveraging his daddy, he's leveraging the State Department to do bidding. Well, I would really like to know what John Kerry's even having a conversation with these guys. What official capacity would he be visiting for that, and these guys selling their influence? Because the only way that would happen is if Joe Biden said to him, hey, John, while you're there, I'd like you to meet with so-and-so. And to be honest with you, Kerry's stupid enough, he would have thought, well, I tell you what, Joe, we will definitely set up a meeting with any of the oligarchs, the crooked oligarchs that you would like. Wow. It's not even a tangled web. You know, there's the old saying, oh, what a tangled web we weave when we practice to deceive. This isn't a tangled web. You can see exactly what's going on here. They said, in yet another instance, the Ukrainian energy company Burisma paid Devin and Hunter each $1 million per year after joining the board in the spring of 2014. Over several years, that total exceeded $6 million. Now, we already know about Burisma. But per Kudlow, the thing that's going to hang Joe Biden is that public declaration of getting Shokin fired. I think that's certainly one of them. The biggest thing that's going to hang Joe Biden, and what I want, and I'm demanding it, I'm not going to quit. I want to see his tax record. I want to see the tax records of every LLC. I want to see the Biden's personal tax records from their LLC. I want to revisit Joe Biden's now amended taxes from 2016 to 2018, which he took down from his website. I bet you get any of those and game over. The Bidens can't hide everything. And I'm going to tell you, the DOJ, as much interference as they want to run, they can't hide everything. There's a crack somewhere.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I did not know he was on the board of that company. I've never discussed my business or their business, my sons or daughters. I never discussed a single thing with my son about anything having to do with Ukraine.
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business.
I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
There's no evidence.
evidence that Hunter Biden has done anything wrong.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing between by Joe Biden or by Hunter Biden.
There's no evidence that Joe Biden actually did anything wrong or did anything to sway things in Hunter Biden's favor. He's denied that his son ever lobbied him for anything. There is nothing wrong that Vice President Biden did.
President Trump has falsely accused your son of doing something wrong while serving on a company board in Ukraine. I want to point out there's no evidence of wrongdoing by either one of you.
There is no evidence that anybody did anything illegal regarding the Bidens and Ukraine, and Joe Biden was carrying out U.S. policy.
President Trump wanted dirt on Joe and Hunter Biden. Trump's claims about wrongdoing here are unsubstantiated. We have looked. Lots of outlets have looked.
Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. Vice President Biden did nothing wrong. And every single media outlet has said that there's no there to these allegations. Allegations, lies, and smears.
PolitiFact found no evidence to support the idea that Joe Biden advocated with his son's interests in mind.
It's true that there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by Vice President Biden or that Hunter Biden broke any laws at all.
What it confirms is that Hunter Biden is a person of integrity.
Hunter has done nothing wrong.
I've never read a memoir like this one before. This is Hunter Biden's book, Beautiful Things. It's breathtaking.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
The bogus investigation of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
Let's be clear, Hunter Biden didn't do anything illegal, and his father, the vice president, didn't do anything illegal or unethical.
It demonstrates the lifetime of integrity that have been represented by the Bidens for their entire careers.
My son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
So what about the Americans who really today only want me to ask you about Hunter Biden's laptop? How are you going to get them to see that you are fighting for them when they're so dead set against you?
There's nothing to any of that. Nothing to any of that. It's all a smear. Every major outfit, every serious investigator has pointed out that this is a smear. This is classic Trump. We have 4 days left, and all of a sudden there's a laptop. And you may recall, there's also talk about 4 months before there was a similar thing that somebody had, allegedly. There's overwhelming evidence that from the intelligence community that the Russians are engaged. I mean, look, this is my son's an honorable man, and all the investigations that were done around the issue of what was going on in Ukraine, if you notice, every one of the major people who worked for Trump during the impeachment went under oath, and under oath said Biden did his job. No law was broken. This Biden did his job. Hunter Biden broke no laws. That was the testimony. Their testimony from Republicans and intelligence community people. So I think that it's, I just think, look, politics has become too crass, too dirty, too ugly, and the perpetrator of an awful lot of this has been, he didn't start it all, but he has taken it to a new level, this president.
Sir, there is something personal that's affecting you. Your son, while there's no ties to you, could be charged by your Department of Justice. How will that impact your presidency?
First of all, my son's done nothing wrong. I trust him. I have faith in him, and it impacts my presidency by making me feel proud of him. My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to. As I listen to all those different things, I think about everything that was said there. How many lies? Joe Biden said it was all smears. This thing against his son was all smears. He says every major outfit said this was all lies. You remember they orchestrated that. Every major outfit would say it. And then he says this, classic Trump. Trump is the one who put my son on those videos and all that information on his computer. And then had my son leave that computer, because he's a crackhead, at a computer repair shop and not get it. He's the one. He's the one with those prostitutes sniffing coke, snorting coke, and with a handgun. And all this other stuff. He's the one that's got all these emails that are linking me and my family to this illicit, RICO screen, this racketeering company that we have that offers no services except for me as the guy to provide influence. It's Donald Trump. It's classic Trump. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. He says it's overwhelming evidence of Russian collusion. Debunked. My son's an honorable man. By whose standards? Republicans and the intelligence community people exonerated me. Oh, you mean the Uniparty and the people that got Trump and wanted to get him under all circumstances? And I love the interview that, what's her name, from Morning Joe says, while there are no ties to you, there could be ties to your son. I trust them. I trust him. How does he make, what do you think about my presidency? He makes me feel proud. I'm proud about my presidency for my son. Okay. All right, Joe. I trust him. My son has not made money in, what was it, China. You know what Joe was doing? He's trying to remember what country that Hunter hadn't made money in. Joe's like, well, wait a minute, because he made money in Kazakhstan, he made money in Romania, he made money in France, he made money in Ukraine, he made money in Russia. He had to think for a minute and go, where could I point to that? Oh, China! Oh, Joe, guess what? He made money in China, too. We're talking about Joe Biden's dinner dates that he denies. Joe Biden, who says, I never spoke to my son about any of his business dealings. I never met with any of his oligarchs. Oh, by the way, here's a picture of you. Here's a picture at dinner. And here's testimony, not from some flake, not from some floozy. We're not talking about Blasey Ford saying, I remember 35 years ago when Justice Kavanaugh looked at me wrong and he eyeball raped me. No, we're talking about hard evidence. And you know what they've done? They've escalated. Tony Bobulinski, he was being profiled. If I were Bobulinski, I would lay low. If the Bidens ask you to come in on something, it's because they think you're a crook. Devin Archer, that was the next guy. He's going to prison. He was their partner. Devin knew this was a shortcut to the big time. That's why he took it. Now we've got Eric Schwerin, who's probably going to be the nail in the coffin for Joe Biden, because he knows where all the bones are buried. Now, Kudlow alluded that Schwerin was, ostracized by the Biden family. I don't know. Maybe they've even tried to have him whacked, for all I know. But he's going to testify, and I'm going to tell you this, it can't be good. And, oh, where's Dan Goldman? Remember, I told you guys, I said Dan Goldman blew the whistle on Joe Biden by saying, well, there's only one place where Joe Biden has possibly got a problem, and that's with the Ukrainian prosecutor that he had fired, the prosecutor general. And Goldman tried to play it off when he made a comment that by going after Shokin, it actually helped Burisma. And all the reporters were like, what are you talking about? That was a dude that had frozen their assets. Well, I got to remind you, Joe Biden is a very... let's play the last part of that clip, because it's so worth hearing.
How is that not a conflict of interest? Because it had nothing to do with... It had nothing to do... What?
Why would...
It had nothing... It was not done in furtherance of that. It was done because President Biden has a tremendous amount of integrity and respect. And if you ask any of the State Department witnesses who have dealt with President Biden, then President Biden, in Ukraine and elsewhere, they will all say, every single one of the first impeachment witnesses will all say that Vice President Biden was a man of the highest integrity who only advocated on behalf of the United States. Let's not let the Republican projection, because Donald Trump has used his perch and his power purely for his own personal gain, make everybody think that that's normal.
I'm sure you noted the pivot, right? When he couldn't answer the question, then wait a minute. I'm out of excuses. Joe Biden is the most amazing guy. And nobody would question Joe Biden's integrity. Joe Biden is a Biden. And you know how the Bidens are, because they're Biden and then the Biden Bidens. And then Biden that.
putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.